This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my friend and colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. The headlines from the London Telegraph: Kharkiv children evacuated as fears of fresh Russian offensive grow. Or Putin threatens deployment of missiles to strike the West. Or Biden to skip Zelensky's peace summit. Or Britain to send 1,000 first-person viewed drones to Ukraine. The war continues in all these moving parts, Anatole. The headline that strikes me most is Vladimir Putin is talking about pointing his missiles at NATO if they're not already pointed. And there's always been this background fear of a wider war. Is that fear justified where we are right now? Because it would seem that Russia has an advantage in Ukraine.
Well, I think it depends above all on what the West does and how Russia reacts. Putin is obviously trying to discourage the West from further moves like allowing Ukraine to use US and NATO weapons to strike inside Russian territory. Now, so far, the Biden administration has said that they can only strike as part of the battle for Kharkiv. So in other words, in adjacent Russian areas, so not strike Moscow or deeper into Russian territory. If we stick to that, I think that the Russians, who are very, very anxious, as I found in Moscow, not to get into a wider war with NATO, because obviously that would risk either their defeat or spiral into nuclear war in which everybody would be destroyed. If Western weapons started striking Moscow, then I think Putin would probably have no choice but to escalate in some radical way. And I think these sabotage attacks, which are beginning in Europe, are, at the moment, they're on a small scale. They're warnings, really, to the West, but they could escalate radically. So yes, the danger is very much there. It also depends, of course, on how the West will react if Russia makes very significant advances on the ground, which it hasn't done yet. But as you said, the evacuations from Kharkiv show that the Ukrainians are very worried about this.
Putin threatens deployment of missiles to strike the West. A detail here. The new rule, it's a rule, according to the Telegraph, allowing Ukraine to fire NATO weapons into Russia, leaves President Putin angry. He also refuses to rule out nuclear strikes. How is this presented to the Russian people? Early on, it was NATO versus Russia, and we were under attack and defending ourselves. But now we're talking about Ukraine with missiles that can be... It's 469 miles, I've asked, between Kyiv and Moscow. We're risking catastrophe and there is in the arsenal missiles that can reach that far. Am I too far ahead of this, Anatole?
Well, no. Because the Ukrainians obviously have a strong incentive to try to drag the West into direct war with Russia, because that would mean Russia's defeat. But precisely for that reason, Russia will go very far indeed to discourage the West from doing that. Hence the nuclear threat. If Russia faces complete defeat on the ground by NATO, then they will escalate the use of nuclear weapons, as various Russians said to me. Why else do we have them? That's not to say I think that Russia would willfully initiate that. There are Russians who would like to. There's a think tank guy by the name of Karaganov. But the great majority of the Russian establishment regards him as crazy. They regard their nuclear weapons as you know, an absolute last resort to stave off complete defeat, which, as I say, they fear would happen if the West becomes directly involved in war with Russia.
We're about a month from the NATO summit that's to meet in Washington, where you are right now. So do you have expectation that the Washington has patience or time or interest in changing the atmosphere about war all the time?
I think my sense is that the Biden administration and the Europeans are simply waiting for the elections in November. They're hoping that things, you know, the Ukrainians can hold out till then, you know, or retreat only slowly. And then, you know, if Biden is reelected, they will think again about possibly a new policy. Of course, if Trump is elected, then it will be Trump's problem. And, you know, obviously, whoever's in opposition will attack the government. But I don't expect any significant change, of course, at NATO, either in terms of inviting Ukraine to join NATO immediately. In fact, you know, the Biden administration's already ruled that out, or in terms of massive escalation, unless before then. Which is not, I think, likely, but it is possible. You see a real collapse of the Ukrainian front. I mean, if the Russians start to make really big advances, then that will pose huge challenges to the West in terms of how to respond. And, you know, then I suppose there really is a risk that the West might escalate radically and Russia would escalate in response. I mean, I understand why the Biden administration is trying to put things off until the elections, but I think it would really make sense to start talking now.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.